Okay, so my name is Carlisle. I am 14 years old. Today is January 9th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Ms. Chetlos, who is my teacher, and we are recording in Lynchburg, Virginia.
Hi, Carlisle.
Okay, so tell me about one of the most important people in your life.
Most important, can it be family mm-hmm. or someone else?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Ms. Randolph, we're all in.
Oops, that's just so you know, we're on dorm duty right now. That's the dorm walkie-talkie on the background. I'll turn it down. Well, since it was just his birthday yesterday, my husband, mm-hmm. Erno Chetlos, is one of the most important people in my life. We've been married for 17 years.
Oh, wow.
So I know. We were really young when we got married. We had met as interns working at another boarding school.
That's really cool.
Yep, it was an intern romance. And he's just had a fascinating life. He grew up in Romania, which was under communist rule when he was little.
And wow.
His dad was in political prison
That's
for a while.
Crazy.
He's an awesome person. So it's just been fascinating to learn about the world through his perspective. And I'm still, even though we've been together like 18 years, every now and then a story will pop up
yeah.
that I've never heard before.
That's so cool.
And I think we just work really well together as a team. I can't believe how long I've known
yeah.
him. It surprises me all the time.
That's so cool. Okay. Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
Okay, well, I grew up in Woodbury, Connecticut.
Okay.
It's a small town in northwestern Connecticut. And if you have ever seen the Gilmore Girls?
Yeah, I have.
It is the town right next to the town that Stars Hollow was based on.
That's so
cool. They even
reference
it. So Woodbury
oh, wow.
is the town that the first selectman in Stars Hollow can't stand. And it's a real place. So it was really sort of
That's
like
really
that
cool.
growing up. It's one of the antique capitals of New England. And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Like the main street. There's no big chain anythings. The street signs all have very specific zoning laws and have to be in a certain font and all of that. But I loved growing up there. And I've always loved horses. So
yeah.
I rode a lot growing up. My dad was on the town road crew. He plowed snow
oh, wow.
in the town and worked on the roads. We never had a ton of money, but we had enough. I loved school. I've always loved school. That's why I work in schools now. But
okay.
And my mom worked at a garden center right on Main Street.
That's so cool. Do you have any siblings?
Nope. Just
no
me.
Siblings. That's awesome.
Just me. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are there any funny stories people tell about you from when you were growing up?
Yes, there are. Well, I guess the most famous funny story, again, I was an only child,
yeah.
so I talked to grown-ups a lot. And I grew up in the 80s, and we just watched so much TV. So
yeah.
I think the TV was kind of our babysitter. They plunked us in front of it and never thought that that might not be a great thing. But I would memorize commercials
oh,
when
yeah.
I was little. So I guess, supposedly, one day when I was probably 3 years old, my grandmother offered me some blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh no, I can't have any blueberries. They'll stain my dentures. Because that was like a big commercial that was on there. And that grandma was a pretty serious person, but she just sort of couldn't help but laugh
yeah.
hysterically. And my mom always tells that story. It was my dad's mom who was that grandmother, but my mom said that was the only time she'd really seen my grandmother laugh
that's
uncontrollably.
So
that's a classic.
That's really cool. Okay, has your life been different from what you imagined your life would be as a teenager?
Oh my gosh. Honestly, yes, like in terms of, I always thought I'd work in schools,
yeah,
probably, but I did not think I would get married when I was 23.
Yeah.
Never. I thought like sometime in my 30s after I had my career and I never imagined it that happening
mm-hmm.
that way. So that's different, but working in schools is something I think I knew in the back of my mind I would do. I was one of those kids who teachers always
yeah.
told, like, you're going to be a teacher. So I think I believed that, and I think they were accurate in
yeah.
judging that. Not that I was forced into it or, you know, brainwashed or anything. So some parts yes, some parts no.
Cool, cool. How did you find your way to your current job?
Well, yeah, I've worked at, this is the third boarding school I've worked at. Okay. So the first one was where I met my husband. We were interns there. We left for 1 year and worked at another school that was really close to where I grew up, but it was an all-boys boarding school.
Oh, wow.
And it was a neat place, but I didn't love that. And again, I was 23. So that wasn't the best. Then we went back to Culver Academy in Indiana, mm-hmm. where we met, and we taught there for 4 more years, I think. And then we found VES. We were looking for a school that was just in a different location than Indiana, even though Culver's awesome, and a place where I had more access to horse shows and riding, and also somewhere where my husband Erno could go to school to get into healthcare.
Yeah.
He's a nurse, and he's almost done with the nurse practitioner program. And this was just a great place for that. And when I walked on, I remember coming for my interview to VES, and I just felt like I knew I would be here for a long time. Like,
that's so cool. How long have you been at VES?
This is my 13th year.
Oh, wow.
Here.
That's crazy.
I know.
Okay, what lessons has your job taught you?
Oh, gosh. Well, my job's been different while I've been here. I started teaching, and I taught English full time, and then I moved into college counseling.
Mm-hmm.
I became the director of college counseling, and now I'm the academic dean and director of college counseling. So it's taught me so much. It's taught me a lot. I mean, I feel like it's such a privilege to get to watch all of you grow up.
Yeah, that's
and
so
this, for this chunk of 4 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, after seeing it sort of happen over and over, sometimes I just look around and it feels like an honor, which sounds really cheesy. But
yeah,
but it does.
That's,
especially,
yeah.
like, getting to know you as ninth graders and getting to help you with the college process.
Yeah.
That's a really special
that's
thing.
That's really cool.
So I love that process and that privilege. I've learned a lot about curriculum, a lot about, you know, big issues facing the world of education and definitely college admissions. I went into college counseling because I think after teaching English for so long, which you can never know, like you can never have read all the books,
yeah.
you can never know everything in English, and I always sort of felt like I would just love to sort of know everything about something.
Yeah.
And honestly, in college counseling, you kind of can. Like, you can know the process inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
You can stay on top of current issues. And that's been really nice. But the academic dean part, I think I sort of felt like, okay, well,
yeah.
I'm like replaying with college counseling. So to have this academic dean role has been really nice too, because it sort of opened this whole world back up in a
Definitely.
New way.
That's really cool. Okay, if you could choose any career to have, what would it be and why?
A different career than this one?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. I would love, I could see myself being a writer.
Yeah.
Of some kind. I think I could have been, I think I have the skills to be, do something in law, but I think I would get disillusioned with it, so maybe not that. But then something with horses.
Oh, that's so cool,
It's a hobby now, but I could imagine it, like, being flipped if, like, I did horses as a career and then sort of wrote as a hobby. But I like this way.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I like this way better.
How would you like people to remember you? It's a deep question.
It is a deep question. It's like there's this book by David Brooks called The Road to Character, and they talk about eulogy virtues as opposed to resume virtues. So I've thought about this. I think I want to be remembered as someone who is very authentic and, you know, is sort of the same person you meet in all contexts.
Yeah.
Definitely positive, someone who tried hard to make those around her better.
Yeah.
And definitely a great mom.
Yeah.
Is really important.
Yeah.
Too. And a great friend. It is one of the most fun things Carlisle has in working here has been, you know, after students go through getting to become their, like, because you're you can be friends with your students in a way, but you're still like, we have, you know, the adult responsibility. Where it's like in loco parentis, we have to act as your parents while we're here. But then you graduate and we get to be friends.
Yeah.
Just like fun friends.
Yeah.
And that's been a real joy. So I love thinking about how, like, my former students will remember me.
Yeah.
And it's great to keep in touch with them and all that.
That's really cool. Okay. What are some important lessons you have learned overall in your life?
To sigh when asked a question. Important lessons overall. That, here's something. I've been, like, reading a lot of... It's a new year, so I've been reading lots of books about important lessons and all that. But one thing that's I've been thinking a lot about in the new year is how every thought we have is like a little seed, right? Mm-hmm. And like every action in our life starts with a thought. Like there's nothing in your world that you've done that didn't start first as a thought, whether it was a reaction or a unique idea. So I guess that's a truth, and I really believe that. Like, what you think becomes your reality, right? It grows into actions, and then your actions shape your environment.
Yeah.
And there's only so much we can see around us in every day. Like, there's a million things. I was just talking with Miss Rem about this. So what our thoughts on our mind, which ones are there, so they sort of grab the things that connect to it. So I really think your thoughts shape your world and your reality. Yeah,
that's really cool. Thinking about future generations and knowing they may hear this recording, is there any advice you would like to offer?
Oh, gosh. There is, I think, to make sure that your beliefs really are based on truth, that you sort of dig for the truth and... ask yourself hard questions about why you believe what you do and why you feel what you do. And I think get to know yourself, because we can't be our best in the world if we don't get to know ourselves and understand ourselves and what we're all about. So I guess those two things. Get to know yourself and get to know why you believe the things that you do. And then use that information wisely moving forward.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That's it. It was fun.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.